And tonight, we're going to, by the grace of God, I pray, the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. But we're going to see that He's put in action chapters 1 through 3 in us. Praise God. Chapters 1 through 3 brought us the very plan, purpose, and provision of God. And how we've rejoiced in it. And I believe God has brought great clarity and continues to do so. But now the question is will it be in action in us? The offering is there, brothers and sisters. The pleading, as we're going to see, is right there. We've been rejoicing that we have already been made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Get over it. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And it really is, it's that blunt that it needs to be. Get over it. That blood conquered everything. We are accepted, highly favored, brothers and sisters, holy and righteous. I was thankful to God. I just the Lord had put on my heart to sit with my youngest last night in the bed. I said, son, it's time to open up 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and you're going to read 4 through 14. We're going to talk about it. How holy are you, son? Well, can you be any more holy? Could you be any more righteous? No. I said, do you really get it, son? He gave you His life. You have that. Praise be to God. Now know it. I could see a little light go on. I could see a smile. So praise be to God. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God help us to believe it. But now we're going to, by the grace of God, if we'll let Him, we'll step out in faith and we'll begin to live it. And I mean really live it. Live abundantly, as Jesus Christ said. But will we take the all-sufficient grace? Because it's grace and it's all-sufficient and it's always there and abound to every good work. Is it going to be a life of beholding the glory, or is it going to be a life to be part of the glory? Well, by the grace of God, I'm going to choose. I want to be part of that glory. God told me to take it. He said, get in there. Come boldly to it. Let's do it, son. Praise God. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now this is a wondrous verse, and there's so many victories just in this one verse, brothers and sisters. And let's begin with I beseech you. I beseech you, quit murmuring around. Don't neglect it. Don't disrespect it. It is so great salvation, isn't it? We're going to talk about how great that salvation is tonight. But what salvation is Paul speaking of here? Well, we understand that we're saved by the blood. But this is complete. This is a salvation that Paul is quickening to. And he's encouraging by the Holy Spirit to quicken us to. The salvation of the first trump rapture, brothers and sisters. To be ready to meet Jesus Christ in the air. This is the intent. And beseech even goes further than that. The word beseech is not just a call. It's to call to one side with authority. Did you hear that? To call to one side with authority. Now this isn't Paul calling. This is Jesus Christ Himself calling. This is the Holy Spirit speaking here, brothers and sisters. We got to know this. And listen to what this is. To call to one side with authority. And there is no greater calling or greater authority than God. And to His side, oh my goodness, there's nothing closer to Him than His sons. And I believe I'm looking at them tonight. He's called you to His side with authority. Huh? Do you believe that? Well, that's what He's told you here. I beseech you. That doesn't just be pay attention. I'm calling you to come right here. Come right to me. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come on. Now. This is your calling. This is your purpose. And praise God, it's not a mystery. You can doubt it if you want. But you're doubting the fact of what God wants. Understand this. By faith, be bold. By faith, don't just pass by this. By faith, don't just say, well, you know, I'm not worthy of that. Yes, you are. You're insulting the blood of the Lamb. You're insulting when he said, I blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, the moment that you gave your heart to God. Do you know how that hurts the Lord when we operate in unbelief? Do you know that it is impossible to please God without faith? It's the truth. When my children don't trust me, and when I'm saying that, when I tell them what's good for their life, and they don't want it, there's nothing more that hurts their daddy. He said, you don't know what you're doing, son, and that's wrong. You have to get it. I pray that you get it. It could be so much easier if you'll just accept it now. Honor your father and mother. And you honor the Lord. And believe Him when He says these things to you. God, help us to be quick to faith, quick to believe. It's over and over in the Word of God, is it not, brothers and sisters? See, we've been called to the very plan, the very purpose, the very provision of God. And not just to observe it, but to walk in it. To walk in it. And I'm so thankful how God brought us into Joshua to walk in all the land. Go on in there. He gave us these types and these shadows. It wasn't just to go in a little bit. Remember, Jordan, go through, go over, and go beyond. Go beyond. I'm going to take you beyond. It's exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. He's never not operated that way, and He's continuing to operate that way. It's so awesome. See, God, help us to see that this is the call to the grace of God. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It's the call to the grace of God. The provision has already been made. All of the grace is there to increase your faith to believe what I've already told you. All the grace is there to increase your faith to go walk throughout all the land. You're mine. You're my workmanship. I'll fill you with all the fullness of God. That's exciting. That's His words. This isn't man, this is God. And this is the encouragement through the Holy Spirit, the very power of His might. A call to realize that all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ are ours, and they're ours now. And by the grace of God, we need to operate in that belief, brothers and sisters, of who we are, us, in Christ. Now praise God, this is to us. I beseech you, listen to these words. I beseech you. And then it says, that ye. It's for you. It's for us. It's now. And God is so personally telling this. And Brother Paul is letting it be known that it can be had. Listen to this. It can be had in no matter what state I'm in. And matter of fact, it has to be. It's a require that it must be had in whatsoever state I am in. See, brothers and sisters, this environment, really, this environment, it doesn't matter. I appreciate the different ones, and I pray for you, and I pray we all would lift up one another. I pray that God would give you a job as He see fits, if it be His will. Most importantly, what I want Him to bring to you is the fully purpose of being fully purposed to win His best. Amen. If that takes me having faith to rely on Him to say, Lord, You are my provider. Food and raiment therewith to be content. He may bring all of us to that. I don't know. But you better not put your confidence in man whose breath is in his nostrils. You better not put your confidence in money, because the love of it is the root of all evil, and it will take you down quickly, because that is the Word of God. And you will never get away from it. You're not above the Word of God. You can't beat it. You can't do anything against it. Do you understand that? It's direct, isn't it? Praise be to God, I'm excited about this. It's just what it is. I have to tell you, it was sweet talking to that, I guess, the congressman. And this man kind of took me aside afterwards. He says, man, you spoke to him directly. I said, I guess I've become a pastor and I've lost my mind. You know what? I just tell you like it is. It is so wonderful. But you don't have to be a pastor to just tell it like it is. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, operate as the kings that God has called you to now. And it's not out there being in somebody's face, but it's being prepared and ready to give every man an answer and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is exciting. This is who we are. Proud of the gospel, as Brother Hill used to bring out. I'm so thankful that I'm a Christian. How often I see many Christians, well, I'm Italian, or I'm this, or I'm that. No, you're a Christian. And you're not even here, really. You're seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ. And your citizenship right now is in heaven. Remember how we started this? Get over it. Because if you don't, it's going to weigh you down. And you're going to miss this so great salvation we're talking about tonight. God help us. I believe I'm visiting with a group of people by His grace that get it. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for loving the Lord. I know it's to all your privilege. But here it is. The environment doesn't matter. It's the state of the heart, brothers and sisters, that's everything, isn't it? It's the state of the heart. Know that. Be encouraged in it. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I have Christ, what need I more? And that's the truth. That is the truth. And Brother Paul is saying, I'm the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Sure, he's writing this from a prison, but he's not the prisoner of Rome. This is by the will of God. It's by the will of God. I visit with people and God has given me great boldness. And I know we're going to be challenged with things. But one of the greatest challenges of my life is to truly commit my sons to the Lord. And I've been visiting with people that think they're determining what's going to happen with my sons. And I've told them very clearly, no. And I've told them very clearly, God holds your heart. Because you're dealing with a son and a child of God. And I know that you won't do any better for them or any worse for them than what God is going to have you have for them. Amen? Amen. That's faith. Brothers and sisters, that's faith. And it's so beautiful. And I pray to God, Lord, increase my faith. Let me believe that this is a before-ordained good walk. There's no accidents. There's no mistakes. It wasn't a maybe or, oh, God had to erase something. No, it's definite. And especially the place that you're in. And I'm talking about spiritually, brothers and sisters. That you've heeded a call. This call. The vocation for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God help us to doubt what God would bring into our lives. Amen. Amen. Who I am, what I look like, what I have, what I don't have. Let's rest in it. But I'm telling you, this is what makes this so real. This is what brings the joy unspeakable and full of glory. For the plan and the purpose and the provision of God, no matter what's going on out here. Because my day is just about ready to begin. Your day is just about ready to begin, brothers and sisters. It's right around the corner. We are living for the appearing of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, that's what we live for. Praise be to God. I'm thankful to hear that man tonight. Oh, I just wish he would wrap it up. Yes, I understand what you're saying. But there's so much more. It's not wrap it up. It's wrap me up. Oh God, I want to be a gift to you. I want to be your son's bride. I want to see his face. This is this calling. So walk. Here it is. Walk. That fourth verse. Walk and walk worthy of it. This is important. It's vital. And the only way we walk is by faith. By faith. We move by faith. And faith, brothers and sisters, must be exercised in us. And that is done by walking in it. By venturing out. By moving through the unfamiliar door. Amen. When He opens that unfamiliar door, go. Go. Praise God, go. Be willing to venture out. See, when we're not willing to venture out of the well-watered plain, we stiffen up. Just like our natural bodies. And they're finding that out. If you don't use it, you lose it. And it's the truth, brothers and sisters. These spiritual bodies, by the grace of God, He wants to exercise them. And He's going to exercise them with things to overcome. I always appreciated Brother Ty talking about that. Well, why do you think they call you an overcomer by the grace of God? Because there's things to overcome. It's not the lotus land of ease, is it? Amen. Amen, amen. And God in His faithfulness is just making it a fact. He's making this world groan and scream like it never has. This is a hurting place. And it's hurtling and hurtling down and it's ready to blow. We know it. Praise be to God. If it be soon, I will rejoice. But brothers and sisters, it is wonderful. It's a fight. It's a fight. In case you haven't heard. And who am I talking to? I see black eyes all over the place, huh? Bloody knuckles, brother. I had a guy telling me that. I said, well, good, good, good. See, God is looking for good soldiers, isn't He? Yeah, seasoned. Warriors. Warriors. Brothers and sisters. And warriors, let me tell you something. They have pretty much everything out of joint. I got some things out of joint right now. I better not laugh too hard. But I'm telling you, it's the way it is. And it's good to laugh with the Lord and say, yeah, it hurts so good. But see, someday, brothers and sisters, those warriors are going to rule and reign with Him over there. They're going to rule and reign with Him over there. As we rejoiced in Revelation, remember, by the grace of God, they're going to be the ones that are pouring out the actual judgment of the Lord. He's going to use you like that. I get excited about that stuff. Action-packed. Praise be to God. But I'm going to tell you something. If it's not going on over here right now, that you're not operating, ruling and reigning with Him, I'm talking about in spirit, the readied wife. He's not going to call you to that over there either. This is where that faith is being made evident. How much are you willing to take? How far are you willing to go? By the grace of God, I believe there's lives that are saying, Lord, I will go. And when you will go with Him, He'll take you all the way. You don't have to worry about it. He will take you all the way. And then, brothers and sisters, notice here, it is a specific walk. Walk worthy of the vocation. Oh, this is so awesome. I don't even know how we could ever get out of this verse till the Lord come. But I'm telling you, it's the vocation. And in the Greek, this word is klesis. This is beyond a calling. Now, I want you to listen to this. This word, vocation, it means a divine invitation to embrace the salvation of God. Listen to that. A divine invitation to embrace the salvation of God. Divine. Now, again, who is he speaking to right here? These saints at Ephesus. We've rejoiced over these brothers and sisters. They have a zeal. They're saved. They're filled. They are very much spiritual saints. But praise be to God, we are seeing here that Brother Paul is urging them to take God up on something more. There's more here. It's greater. There's something that you don't have yet that you need to see. An invitation to embrace, to apprehend. Oh. See, when you gave your heart to God, salvation apprehended you. Have you apprehended salvation? This is what this is. Who is my salvation? Jesus Christ. Have you apprehended that? Like Brother Paul said, not that I've apprehended, but oh, I'm telling you, that was the press for the mark. Pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know it, brothers and sisters. Here it is. That's what it is. It's apprehending this. Ephesians 1:18. It said, It was to be enlightened, to see the hope of this vocation. This is the same word, calling, vocation, klesis, okay? This is the same word running all throughout the Word of God. Ephesians 1:18, it was to be enlightened to see the hope of this vocation. Here it says to walk worthy of this vocation. In Philippians 3:14, it says to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That vocation, the same vocation. In 2 Thessalonians 1:11, it says to be counted worthy of this vocation. Amen. Are you worthy of the salvation of the blood? Amen. You are. Amen. That's done. This is talking about the highest calling of salvation. Amen. A call to His side. A call to the midst of the throne. Do you see that? I don't have to press toward the mark for to be saved. You're either saved or you're not. You either give your heart to God and you're saved, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. Do you see it? I know we know these things, but see these things. Allow God to enlighten this up to you. The divine invitation to embrace salvation of God. See, no wonder it's called the helmet of salvation. Think about that. It's the helmet of salvation. It's the head. It's embracing Him as my head. The wife embraces Him as head. You see that? She submits to Him. You are my head. Little children, that daddy's the head. Whether they get it or not, and they'll be corrected. But the wife, she just embraces the head. I surrender. And here it is. And I'm telling you, He's leaving us no doubt. Because He said, wherewith ye are called. Do you put your name in the Word of God? Let the Holy Spirit put your name in the Word of God. Ye are called. Ye are called. Hear His voice. You hear it? I hear Him. You know it. He tells me right here, ye are called. Know it. Know it. See, in case you thought He was speaking to somebody else, He's speaking to you. Beyond imagination, He said, I've done everything for you. I love you so much. The only thing you could do for me is to take it. Take it. Amen. 2 and 3, here we go. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oh my. Now this says all lowliness and meekness, doesn't it? Not just some here and some there. And not just to whomsoever I choose. Huh? Amen. This is Christ's love. His bride has His love fully flowing through her life. You and I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm telling you. You know it. If you think you can, you've just proven to yourself that you can't. It's the truth. This is a gift of God. This is His Spirit. And remember that wonderful fruit was the first grace? Love. Love. Love, love. And that's what He brings. And this is what love will bring. It'll bring this Spirit by the grace of God of lowliness and meekness, but all lowliness and all meekness. And it will be all and always, and it'll be to everyone. Submitting to one another as unto the Lord. 1 Peter 5:5 tells us, yea, all of you. Did you hear that? Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Now remember, we'd been warned about them turkeys, didn't we? Huh? We're coming up on turkey time. I don't have any trouble eating a turkey now after knowing what they do to one another. See, they peck each other to death. They got to clip them thing. Walking around, well, I'm better looking than you, and I'm better looking. If you've seen all them turkeys, there's no such thing. They're all ugly. Now come on. But in Christ, we're all together lovely. Isn't that awesome? You see what in Christ does? It does everything. It is everything. And that's who you are, and that's where you are. But by the grace of God, are you going to grow up in that? This is what this call is. This is what this is about, is for us to grow up into Him in all things. But it says, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Yeah. Humble yourself before the Lord. See, just know who you are apart from God. That's really what it is. Just know that you're nothing and that He is everything. And that the only way that anything's going to happen in my life is I must decrease and He must increase. It's very clear. But this is the line upon line and the line upon line and the precept upon precept and the precept upon precept. And we need to always be brought into remembrance of this, brothers and sisters. Don't think, oh, well, I've heard that before. I don't need to come no more. Let me tell you something. You really need to come if you have that kind of attitude. This is alive and it's living. And I hurt for you because I've been there. I've been there. Well, I know that. I'm tired. Oh, Lord, let me love beyond me. Let me love beyond me. Let me be willing and joyful to go, to come to church, to read your word. Just to be there. You understand that? Lord, make my faith such that, God, even if I'm not feeling anything, encourage my spirit to say, oh no, by your spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Yeah. I know He's going to bring something. And I know it's going to be mighty. Let me be patient, Lord Jesus. But lowliness, brothers and sisters, it comes from the word rug. Yep. Okay. Says it just like it is, beneath it all, isn't it? As our meek and lowly Jesus. See, this is not something that's outward. This is something that's in here. And the Word of God tells us that it's something in here. Lowliness of mind. That's Philippians 2:3. Humbleness of mind. That's Colossians 3:12. Knowing that I am nothing and that Christ Jesus is everything. And you know, a few weeks ago we talked about that meekness, didn't we? Meekness is an ornament. Remember that? And an ornament, what does that do? It just adds to the beauty. It makes it more beautiful all the time. It's being that spirit as an Esther that's willing to do everything that she was instructed. See, that's why she had such a leg up on everybody. She didn't know a thing. That's why David had such a leg up on everybody. He was incapable of everything. He was just a child. He was just a shepherd boy. He had to completely rely upon God. And that is each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. We need to understand that by the grace of God, that is it. It's the grace of God. And you, ones that are capable, more capable than most, I pray for you. Get it. You need the grace of God. You need the grace of God. Not any more, not any less. We just all really need the grace of God. So, as he says here, gentleness, praise God, exudes the love of God in a life. I want us, we have a few minutes, and I don't think I'm going to keep you long tonight anyways. I think this is, as Brother Ray said, fire hydrant time, not because of me, but just the Lord. Sometimes you drink so much you get a little dizzy. All right, go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we'll read this together. Because this is, I just believe, it's ringing so clearly what this dynamic duo of long-suffering and meekness brings here. Let's read the evidence of all this. Because we know it's love, isn't it? And let's read about what God's love is. The evidence of God's love, what it does, okay? Charity suffers long. It's long-suffering, isn't it? It's just going to hang in there. It's not going to give up. By the grace of God, it's going to endure. It's patient. Long-suffering. Willing to suffer long. See? And is kind. See, it doesn't just sit there and, oh, I'm suffering long. No, you're not. You're angry. Just be honest. Oh, I'm miserable. No, you're just bitter. You're not getting anything done except hurting yourself. Probably taking years off your life. I don't know. How do I know? Been there, done that. Thankfulness in all things. Rejoicing always. And again I say rejoice. That wasn't just for the guy who said it. Wow, he was quite a fella. No, that's the Spirit. That's what God's given us, brothers and sisters. And it really, he let him do it. Because see, that's the greatest miracle that you could ever see. Is the miracle that makes you who you're not. Amen. It really is. I just love it. I live it every day. I'm living it more and more every day. I do not know that guy, but I sure like him. Let's God be the new man. Praise be to God. Because I know that's not Jesse who I know or knew or whatever it is. But see, he's dead anyways. But we have fun kind of reminding back of how he would have responded anyways. See, it's not what would Jesus do. I don't think that. I appreciate that people have a thought of Christ, but it's not what would he do. I have the new man. I am the new man by the grace of God. That's what he gave to me. I don't think about what it is. It's his mind by the grace of God. I say, Lord, operate in me. It's that boldness, brothers and sisters. Operate, Lord Jesus. It's not me. It's not of me at all. It's you. It's your word. He already told me. He's love, praise God, and he'll bring this. But here it is. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. We're having issues with that in the family. We don't want to bring attention to ourselves. It's not what we want to do. All right? Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. See how lovely she becomes? See, first of all, it was love, love. Oh, no, wait a second. Now, her own. See, there's a lot of bridal undertones in this, brothers and sisters. This is who he's looking for. See, God, throughout his word, he's brought out a plan here. He gave everything. That merchant sold everything that he had for the pearl. I said the girl, didn't I? I guess that was not a Freudian. That was a spiritual slip. For the pearl of great price. So it does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. That doesn't mean it can't be provoked. I want you to understand that. Do you see? But not easily. It's not given in to it. And by the grace of God, as much as lies within you to seek that peace, huh? And I pray that it's being established more and more, that we don't need to strike back. God fights my battles. But that doesn't mean I'm a wimp. I'm going to stand by the grace of God. And I'm telling you what, he's teaching me that it's becoming quite a stand. It's Teflon time. Amen. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. I'm sorry, my voice has gone a little bit tonight. But rejoicing in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Charity never fails. Amen. Amen. Now that's your God. That's your Lord. That's the love wherewith ye are loved. All right? But that's the love of God that he wants to love through you. He wants you to be that Galilee, praise God. That sea that gives out, that's teeming with life, brothers and sisters. This is the call for each and every one of us. But here we understand this meekness, this gentleness, this lowliness, it all is the love of God. And that love causes us, the love causes us to abide in long suffering. See, this is patience and endurance personified in a marathon runner. I've seen a lot of sprinters in my days, haven't you? I've seen a lot of them. And I praise God. It's wonderful to see zeal. And never sit back and say, oh, well, that one's going to burn out. See, you want to be a sun. Not one of them stars that's out. Not one of the stars to begin with anyways, really. You want to be sun glory by the grace of God. And that's going to be a patient runner. It's going to be one that endures the hardness. It is. Amen. And it's not because of you, it's because of Christ in you that gives you that vision by the grace of God to go on. That this isn't worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. See, isn't that wonderful? Shall be revealed in you. Hallelujah. See, this isn't a question, it's not a maybe. We've heard it over and over and over, but it's becoming real to me. I'm sitting on a gold mine. Beyond a gold mine. It is mine. And it's yours. Oh my goodness. And it is. And He's bringing it more and more clearly. But brothers and sisters, long-suffering. Colossians 3:12 tells us it's the garment of the elect of God. It's part of those garments. It's got to be there. We rejoiced in this a few weeks back. Philippians 1:29 and 30. Philippians 1:29 and 30. I'll give you a second to turn there. I have it written out. It says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ." Here is your gift from Jesus Christ. He wraps it up. He made a big bow on it. This is sent only in my love. And here's what I'm going to give to you. Not only to believe on Him, and oh, I love to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. And that's a gift of God. It is a gift. Because if you'll suffer with me, you'll reign with me. If you deny this gift of suffering, I'm going to deny you the right to reign. Amen. And that's exactly what He's saying here. And it's very evident. But it doesn't stop there. In verse 30, Brother Paul, this is the vessel it's coming out of. He's saying, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now hear to be in me. So this same battle is what he's getting at. This same fight of the good fight of faith. This is the finishing fight that Brother Paul was the vessel that God had chosen to bring this to us. The finishing fight. The crowning fight. The glorious gospel crowning fight. And this is what it is, brothers and sisters. Not to neglect so great salvation, but to stand and to withstand, and having done all to stand. This is the suffering that is going to be as heartfelt as it was for Paul. Amen. It's going to be as heartfelt as it was for Paul. If we too are going to lay hold of that high calling. As a brother Paul. That's the truth. It's not going to be any different. This is the way it's going to be. It's given on behalf of Christ. To embrace the divine invitation of salvation with Him. And then it goes on there. In that third verse. The evidence of lowliness and meekness. And suffering. Is we will forbear one another in love. Won't we? Yeah, it didn't say we'll grin and bear it each other in love, did it? It didn't say that. See, forbear is a beautiful word, it is. But brothers and sisters, it says to forbear one another in love. You know what that means? It means to hold each other up. Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, it's just endure you. No, it's not. It's to supply. It's to be a joint that supplies. I don't care how bad that little finger is hurting my body. If I really know what I'm doing for this body to be any good, I'm going to let every bit of this heart and every bit of every cell from all over this body get to that finger to help it clear it up. Amen. See, that's what our body even naturally does. It brings things from all over the body to help. To help. It's an amazing body that we have. How much more so the body of Christ. And this is what it is. To hold one another up. And to endeavor to hold one another up. See, brothers and sisters, we need to be like that dear brother that took the hands of Moses and held him up. Held him up to God. And said, oh, he's weary, but you know, we're going to hold it up to God. And the battle is ours. It's awesome. I love to see you conquer. I want to see you conquer. And I hope you want to see me conquer. And we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. See, that's the beautiful thing. But that's truly, you hear that word or term prayer warrior. You need to be a prayer warrior. Not just for me and mine, but for everyone, for the body of Christ. Get down on your knees. Pray. Meditate upon these things. Think upon the body. What did that love do? It preferred the other. It thinks of the other first. That's not just your wife, brothers. That's just not your husband, sisters. That's the body. It's on such a much higher plane, it's not even funny. And the ones you have the most difficulty with, or that are having the most difficulty, maybe the ones that hurt the body the most, the ones that are maybe the most infected in the body, like that little finger. Ye that are spiritual, restore. Be a supplying joint. Cover. Go tend to that wound. Cover that nakedness. Cover that fault. We don't expose it. Amen? Yeah. I'm grateful to God. I don't believe the Lord has given us a spirit to point out. I really don't. I think God is bringing us on. And I'm talking about us in Christ. I can do that. I'm not flattering you. I'm just being confident in the grace of God and His plan and provision that He's put in Christ and us in Christ. All right? So if I'm boasting, the only thing I'm boasting is in the Lord. Amen? Amen. All right? So ye that are spiritual, restore. It goes on to say there so sweetly in John 4, he that loveth not his brother. Oh, listen to this. A lot of people say, oh, they turn away. I didn't hear that verse. It don't matter if you didn't want to hear that verse. That verse is still there. It's not going anywhere. I was listening to Brother Hill talk about that guy sitting under that brother's ministry. And after a while, he keeps coming back to church and his Bible's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And that guy says, well, he said, what happened to your Bible? He says, well, all that stuff you preach, you tell me I don't need to believe this, and I don't need that, and I don't need this. And see, that's how we try to pick and choose in the Bible. The Word of God is complete. You can pull out anything that you think you're going to pull out. It is unchanging, and it is the only thing that's ever going to endure for all times. That's it. This is it. All right? That's why it's so wonderful to stand on it, because nothing can stand against it. It is written. By the grace of God, live that life of it is written. Truth in love. For my home, it is written. Children, it is written. Let's make a deal. It is written. I'm telling you, stand and withstand in your homes, brothers and sisters. It is difficult. And maybe you have lit foxes in already, but it is never too late to stand. God will bless you for it. The more you compromise, the deeper the hole you dig. The larger the war that you're going to have to face. I'd much rather have a battle that I know is the Lord's right now and just give it to Him. And I'll assure you, it might look ugly at the first. Oh my goodness, what have we done? Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Be like that little servant boy of Jonathan looking into his old brother. Whatever you say, let's just go do it. I know you're anointed of the Lord. I know you've got the calling of the Lord on your life. Just you and me, it doesn't matter. We'll run up there and we'll slay them all. And that's just what happened. Praise be to God. Know it. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's for you. And if He be for you, there is nobody. Nobody. That's why it says, who could be against you? It's a stupid question. It's nonsense. Don't tempt me. Believe me. We're reading that, Joshua. I do not want us waxing. I don't want a spirit that wants to go back in the wilderness. How about you? No, no, no. Go on. Go on. Go on. All right, brothers and sisters. There's nothing hidden about it. Love. Keep on loving. There's no excuses because it's the love of God. And then finally here we'll finish with endeavoring. Endeavoring means to make haste, to be diligent. And really what it's saying here is make haste, be diligent to guard the oneness. That's the unity of the Spirit. It's a oneness. All right? Guard it. What a gift it is. Praise God. It's what it is. And that we would cherish our oneness in Christ. And next week, God willing, we'll get into the seven ones. Notice there's seven. How spiritually perfect our oneness is. And God's going to show us in all of these different ways as we get into it, brothers and sisters. But first, we are told to nurture it. to cherish it, to care for it, to stand in defense of it. And it tells us right there, it says, in the bond of peace. And you know what bond of peace means? It means to be locked up in prison. Peace. Be captivated by peace. Let it lock you up. Amen? I don't want to escape. You'd be crazy to want to escape from peace. Everybody's trying to find it. Everybody wants to get in it. But here it is. It's right here. And for us, and praise God in Christ, and praise God for this wonderful little congregation that He's given us, the unity that we share with one another here. But this is speaking of this bond of peace, to be locked up in it, a prisoner of it. This is the peace that passes all understanding, and by the grace of God, it's there. Let it captivate you. Be a prisoner of it. Okay, Lord, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to be a prisoner of peace. That's what He's saying. Isn't that just wonderful? If you'll be a I want to be a servant of peace, Lord. And I'm not just peace, your peace. And peace that passes all understanding. Isn't that wonderful how He speaks to us? I just am so grateful to God. That's why He tells us we're not our own. But it's such a wonderful thing not to be our own. It's so wonderful to know that I died, but yet I live. But it's not me, it's Christ liveth in me. It's the coolest thing. I'm sorry, it just is. It's just fantastic, wonderful. As He brings us into this, and to be a prisoner of it is, that's why Brother Paul, he was rejoicing, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Do you get that? It doesn't matter what you all are doing. It doesn't matter what you think you could do to me. I'm standing in the same power of His might that took my wonderful Savior and led Him to the cross and took Him through all of those ones. Well, don't you know I have the power to have you killed? You don't have any power but from my Father. I could just see that little Jesus. Here He's all beaten and all of whatever, and He's just sitting there and, oh, Lord. This is my Father you're talking about here. I cannot let you say that. Because I'm going to stand in the truth. Now, you guys all got to be about your business. And your business is going to fulfill the will of God here. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. All that evil and all that wickedness. See, the devil was so stupid, he didn't realize that all that evil and all that wickedness was doing exactly what God had purposed for His Son. And that's the same protection and same power of His might that's upon us, brothers and sisters. They don't know what they're dealing with, do they? See, you're sons of God. You're sons of God. And He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. But brothers and sisters, we've been called. And I'll close with this thought. The good fight. The good fight. To eliminate, as it says here, to eliminate all the bitterness, root and branch. Yeah. We're fighting for this unity, brothers and sisters. God has provided it, but we fight by faith. This oneness. But this oneness is in a fight to eliminate every root of bitterness. How about any and all strange fire? I don't want that in here. How about you? Amen. The only zeal I want in here is from Him. That no leaven. I don't care how good it felt for the moment. I don't care what kind of smoke it blew up in here and the lights that flashed and strobed. I don't want any leaven to leaven the lump. That there'd be no divisions. Amen. Because we're one in Him. One in Him. And that we would not neglect so great salvation. And not just not neglect it, but embrace it. Embrace it, just as we read a little bit earlier, the vocation. And remember this as we go on in this fourth chapter, the vocation. the divine invitation. You've got a divine invitation to embrace the salvation of God. Amen? I want to RSVP. How about you? Amen. Walk. That's how you RSVP. Now go walk. Go walk. Go walk by faith. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.